Get on the bus.
I'm gonna.
I would make noise and stuff.
On a cloudy day, a group of environmentalists left the comfort of a downtown hotel and took a 45-minute bus ride to the small town of Holland, New York, where they stood in a drafty barn because they wanted to meet this guy.
Good afternoon. John Kramer's my name.
Kramer can trace his family farm back to the 1800s. Despite that legacy, a while ago he had a major setback.
It's a long story. You don't want to hear about it.
At the time, he raised cows for dairy, and he also grew crops. One of his main crops was corn.
We had a frost, and the corn all flopped down, laid down flat on the ground, and it rained for 2 days, and it lay in the mud. I had no crops. I had nothing.
But that was not the end of Kramer's farm. To save it, he transitioned into a grazing dairy farm.
This was a way for me to maintain our existence, keep the cows going.
He sectioned off pieces of his farm for pasture and let his cows graze on it. He bought some adjacent fields and used them to grow feed for the cows instead of cash crops. And now he grows about 80% of the cows' food right on his farm.
Plants out there and these cows, we have a tough time bringing them in.
Grazing dairy isn't just good for the farmer and the cows, though. Back on the bus, some of the conservationists explain why it can help the environment. Steve Morris with the Minnesota Environmental Partnership in Duluth says growing cow feed helps prevent runoff because the soil is covered most of the year.
And those alfalfa in the pastures, because they're perennial crops, dramatically reduce the amount of water pollution that comes out of their system.
And when cows graze, they spread their own organic matter, which can make for good fertilizer and healthy soil that doesn't pollute the watershed. Here's Mari Valise of the Ossable Bayfield Conservation Authority in Ontario.
Really, it comes back to how healthy is that soil, how much water is that soil able to hold so it doesn't run off the landscape. And that's some of what we are trying to promote in Ontario, just the same as what is being trying to be promoted today when we went to see his farm.
But this information is not new. People have been farming this way since there have been farms. Alan Young is with the Erie County Soil and Water, and he says somewhere along the way, farmers lost this knowledge.
So, I mean, it just got lost. As we forget technology or we forget information, there's generational knowledge that just disappears sometimes. And a lot of that got lost in the idea of we have big equipment and we've got to feed the world. In this ever-growing aspect of production.
In recent decades, conventional dairy farms have kept their cows confined in barns or fed them feed. They buy cheap fertilizer instead of using the cow's manure. Even though sustainability practices like grazing can be more profitable for the farmer, better for the environment, and even the milk they produce, they can also be a lot more work. More planning, more manual labor, more acres to manage even. Young and his partners run workshops and introduce people to these concepts. They believe that if they can convince farmers to make the switch, everyone will be better off. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Veronica Volk.